好，我们看来立位记啊。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 1.
第二节这边提到要献祭啊，若有人就是啊，这个侍奉的事情是出于甘心乐意的，神绝对不勉强一个人，一定要怎么样啊？
So in verse 2, it says here, when any of you, it means that it will be for anybody who's willing to do the offering.
神愿意啊，万人得救，不愿意一个人沉沦啊。
And God wants everyone to be saved, not even one should be left out.
啊，也许说，那神啊，你就让每个人通通得救就好了，那么麻烦就做什么？
And we often ask why God should go through such a trouble that he can just save any everybody at once.
这样人活着就没有尊严了啊。
And I think that if we were to live that way, then man will live without integrity.
神是给我们智慧。
So God has given us the wisdom.
啊，给我们呐啊有判断能力。
Given us the ability to make judgments.
让我们自己做选择。
So that we can make choices ourselves.
所以我们要做最正确的选择，就是从圣经真理扎根啊。
So to make the most correct choice, that it has to be based on the teachings in the Bible.
因为人讲的话没有标准的啦。
Because the words of man has there's no standard to it.
啊，神的话才有标准。
Only the words of God that make standard.
啊，某某人怎么讲，那是他个人的思想。
Whoever said something, that is the person's opinion.
如果所讲的不符合圣经真理，那就不正确。
If whatever the person has said is not according to the teaching of the Bible, then it's not of the truth.
是一个基督徒哈啊，必须啊要在神的话语上啊去造就自己。
So, therefore, as a Christian, we must use the word of God to encourage and edify ourselves.
那我们就能够很正确的去分辨是非。
And thus, we are able to discern good from evil.
加上圣灵的帮助。
And also by the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为魔鬼常常会利用人肉体的情欲、人的软弱来试探人
We know that the devil always makes use of the desires and also the weaknesses of man. Because for those who have sinned, it is not that they did not know their sinning.
是啊，有肉体的软弱啊。
It is just because that they were filled with the weaknesses of flesh.
所以我们啊，也不能忽略祷告的功。
Therefore, we should not neglect prayers.
你没有祷告，没有领受上头的能力，你根本就无能为力。
Without prayers, you don't receive power from above, then you are weak.
所以我们常常会感受到我心有余力不足。
Therefore, a lot of times we find ourselves, our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
我心不由己啊。
And my heart or my mind is not going according to my will.
所以我们更需要上头的能力的帮助，圣灵的帮助。
Therefore, it takes power from the from above to help us to do so.
好，我们谈回来啊。
So let's return to our topic.
第三节这里提到，这个如果我们以牛来做燔祭啊，就要在会幕门口啊，这个献祭啊，这个牲畜要带到会幕门口。
So verse 3, it says that when we are making an offering, that the animal has to be presented at the entrance of the tent of meeting.
会幕啊，就是神与人同在的地方。
The tent of meeting is a place for communion between God and man.
会幕的门口，就这个祭坛是对着会幕这个圣所的。
And the altar is facing, it is built for this temple.
啊，表示我们这个信心啊，这个奉献啊，是献给神的。
It means that the offerings that we make is for God.
我们是侍奉神，对象不要搞错了。
And we are worshiping God, and we must be sure of who we are worshiping.
小孩子很容易崇拜英雄。
Usually children, they are easily to take up the heroes of their hearts.
对一些有特殊能力的人，哇，很非常崇拜他。
To people of ability, they often think they are heroes.
我们侍奉是把牲畜带到会幕门口，我们是侍奉神，是献给神，为神做的。
And to serve is to bring the offering to the entrance of the tent. It is to do things for the sake of God.
再来呢，要献一只没有残疾的啊，没有残疾的。
And also to offer a male without defect.
没有残疾的，就是完全的啦。
So those without defect are the perfect.
毫无缺点。
That is without any bad point.
在这个属灵教训里面有特别提到啊，是预表耶稣基督啊，乃是无罪的、完全的。
In the spiritual teaching significance, it means that Jesus is incomparable without sin.
然后啊，我把这个程序方法讲过，再讲属灵教训好了。这个要带到会幕门口，要按手啊，按手在这个公牛的头上啊，牲畜的头上。
So I'll first go on with the method of offering, and then I'll later go on the spiritual significance of it. So we have come to the offering that he is to lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering.
他第五节说他也要在耶和华面前宰公牛，要亲自宰杀。
In verse 5 he says he is to slaughter the young bull before the Lord.
然后呢，这个亚伦的子孙呐，就是做祭司的，再把这个杀了宰杀这牲畜的血哈，撒在会幕门口这个祭坛的周围。
And then Aaron's son, the priest shall bring the blood and sprinkle it against the altar on the sides of the entrance of to the tent of the meeting.
再来，那个献祭的人哈，把杀已经杀的牲畜哈，要自己亲自把这个祭牲的皮剥掉，剥皮。
So the one who make the offering has to peel the skin of the animal himself.
然后把这个环祭这个牲畜切成一块一块。
And then to cut the animal into pieces.
那这个祭司亚伦的子孙呐，就把这个火放在这个祭坛上面。
And the sons of Aaron, the priests are to put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire.
这里应该这里是省略掉了。第一次燔祭的火是神从天上降下来的。
I think there is something missing here. It is that the first fire is the fire that's been sent by God from heaven.
所以又称为圣火。
And there, that is considered as the holy fire.
因为以后第八章以后有提到亚伦的两个儿子献燔火，就被神焚烧，显化死掉了。
So later on at chapter 8, it does mention about the two sons of Aaron that because their improper way of making burnt offerings, they have been burned by the fire which is sent by God.
因为这个祭坛上的火是永远不能熄灭的。
And the fire at the altar should never be put out.
那都有属灵教训了，我们。
And all these have spiritual significance to it.
所以这个祭司就把这个火放在坛上这个把柴呢放在火的上面
So the priest will put the fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire.
然后这个祭司再把这个肉头、脂油、 在摆在坛上这个火上面的柴堆上面啊。
And the priest will arrange the pieces, including heads and fat, on the burning wood.
但是燔祭的这些脏腑和腿啊，要用水洗干净。
And the inner parts and the legs must be washed with water.
祭司就把这一切啊，全部都烧在这个坛上。
And the priest is to burn all of it on the altar.
当做燔祭。
And it is a burnt offering.
来献给耶和华做馨香的火祭啊。
And which is an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
这个是献燔祭的条例了啊。
And these are the rules governing the offering.
那下面提到，如果用羊啊，用绵羊或山羊来做燔祭。
And verse 10 it says if the offering is a burnt offering from the flock.
也是一样啊，要没有残疾的公羊。
From either the sheep of the goat, it will be the same that it has to be offered without defect.
这个献燔祭一定要用公的啊。
And in burnt offerings, male animal has to be used.
那其他如果是这个平安祭啦，可以用母的。
So the peace offering or the fellowship offering has to, you could use a female animal.
因为这个燔祭啊是预表耶稣基督啊。
Because burnt offering signifies Jesus Christ.
为我们人类的罪完全的把自己献上啊。
So it is because Jesus has died for all of our sins.
那十一节这里提到这个羊要宰以坛的北边呐啊。
So at verse 11 it says he is to slaughter it at the north side of the altar before the Lord.
这个应该是一个图案是这样子啊。
So I shall draw a diagram.
这个
应该是放橙色桌子。On the top rectangle, that is the table to put the to put a bread.
金灯台，这个是香台。
And at the center will be the table for the fragrance, and at the back of it is the ark.
这个是祭。
And the altar is right in front of the temple, the tent.
这里还有一个洗濯啊，
and between the altar and the tent there is a vessel for washing.
这个倒灰的时候地方啊，那当然了，这个这边都这个是北边嘛，那个圣殿的门是朝东的啊，朝东的啊，所以在祭坛的北边啊，就是在这边宰杀啊，因为其他没有地方了啊。
So on the top is the north of the tent, and so the entrance of the tent has to face 东边 face east. So the animal has to be slaughtered at the north of the altar, which is there in the circle, blank circle.
这个以羊为祭这边呢、啊，特别提到宰杀牲畜的地方啊。
So for offering the sheep and the goat, the special instruction was to give to the location for slaughtering.
啊，那以下也是一样的哈。啊，这个亚伦做子孙的就要把这个羊血撒在坛的四周啊。
So the following words, similar to that of the previous example, that the blood will be sprinkled against the altar on all sides.
啊，那以下这些啊，跟牛完全一样啊，这个我们就省略看十四节啊。
And the rest of the procedure are the same as before. So let's skip to verse 14.
人奉给耶和华的公物若以鸟啊为燔祭，就要献斑鸠或雏鸽啊为公物啊，这是神的怜悯啊，顾念那些啊这个贫穷人啊，没有力量来奉献的这个牛羊的，可以用鸟啊。那鸟当然要洁净的，就是啊这个斑鸠、雏鸽啊。
So at verse 14 it says, if the offerings to the Lord is burnt offering of birth, he is to offer a dove or a young pigeon. And this is out of the mercy of God that it was instituted for people who are poor, who cannot afford to buy a bull or a goat, so they can offer a bird.
这让我们知道神是慈爱的神，神对人的要求都是人能够做到的，神不会要求我们做不到的事情。
So we can often find that God is the God of mercy, that He never asks us to do anything that we cannot afford to.
比如说神给我们每个人啊，恩赐不同，他都不会对我们每个人要求一样啊，不会。
For example, every one of us were given different kind of gifts. Of course, God will not expect everyone to do or to do the same thing.
他就都会量着我们自己的力量的啊，按照我们自己的力量。
So he will adjust his expectation according to our ability.
这个斑鸠雏鸽在十一章里面呢，会再提到这个洁净的动物里面啊，再提到啊。
So this dove and also the pigeon will be mentioned later on again among the clean animals.
哦，那这里呀、啊，十五节说祭司就把鸟啊。拿到这个坛前，揪下他的头来啊，把这个鸟啊就烧在这个坛上啊。
So verse 15 it says the priest shall bring it to the altar and wring off the head and burn it on the altar.
啊，那鸟的血不是很多嘛啊，就是就让它留在那个坛的旁边的啊。
So there is not much blood to a bird, so the blood shall be drained out on the sides of the table of the altar.
啊，然后把鸟的树枝和脏物啊，把它除掉啊。
And also to remove the crop with the contents and throw it to the east side of the altar.
那这个啊。脏物啊，小字说或做翎毛啊，就是那些鸟的毛啊，哈、啊，把它除掉啊。
So that means to say that to clean up the feathers.
把它丢在坛的东边倒灰的地方啊，就是这个，就是倒灰的地方。
So to throw it to the east side of the altar where the ashes are, which is in front of the altar.
啊，然后要拿着。这个鸟的两个翅膀啊，把这个鸟撕开，只是呢，不要把它撕断了啊。
And then tear the bird open by the wings, but not to sever it completely.
哎，这个祭司啊，就在坛上啊，这个火的这个柴上面呢、啊，把它焚烧。这是燔祭，是献给耶和华为馨香的火祭啊。
And then the priest shall burn it on the wood that is on the fire on the altar. It is burnt offering, an offering made by fire, an aroma pleasing to the Lord.
啊，好了，那这就是献燔祭的方法、啊。
So all these are the methods to the burnt offering.
啊，那从这些方法里面呢、啊，从这个献燔祭的事上，我们可以领受一些教训啊，属灵的教训。
So from the burnt offering that we can learn some teachings out of it.
啊，那个第二节我们有提到啊，若有人就是应该要出于甘心啊，不勉强的啊。
So again, at verse 2 it says, when any of you make the offering, it means that offerings are made out of the willingness of people.
啊，我们看哥林多这个后书第八章啊。
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
第八章的第七节。
Chapter 8, verse 7.
从第六节看一下啊。
Let's begin from verse 6.
少种的就少收，多种的就多收，这话是真的啊。那个人呢、啊，要随着啊，不对啊，这个第九章才对哈、啊。
Excuse me, it's supposed to be chapter 9.
是第九章的第六节的哈、
啊。Chapter 9, verse 6 onwards.
少种的就少收，多种的就多收啊，这话是真的啊，要随着本心所择定的啊，择定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐得乐意的人是神所喜爱的啊。我们这个奉献也好，捐财物也好，恩赐也好啊，我们做圣工的啊，就是一种奉献的啊。这个奉献呢、啊，就是要出于甘心乐意，才是神所喜欢的。
So in our offerings, it doesn't matter if you offer money or if you offer up your time for church work or anything else that you offer, like your gifts, it has to be out of your willingness that will be pleasing to God.
这里谈到不要作难，不要勉强。
So it says here it must not be done reluctantly or under compulsion.
不是说他怎么样我就怎么样，输劳不输癫了啊，这种心态是错误的啊。
So it is not to have such a mentality of keeping up with Joneses, which is seeing other making the offering and just merely following.
不要拿人做比较。
Do not compare with others.
神给你多，跟你要求就多。
If God has given you more, of course, naturally, He will expect you to offer more.
给我少，对我要求就少。
If God has given you less, then God will expect you making lesser offerings.
神对每个人的要求不会一样。
So the expectation God has for everyone is different.
所以我们绝对不要做难，不要勉强。
Therefore, we should not do it reluctantly or under compulsion.
那我们这个第八节哈，第八章哈，我们第八章也参考一下。
So let's go back to chapter 8.
第八章的十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12.
第八章十二节这里说，因为人若有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳，乃是照他所有的，并不是照他所无有的。神会照我们所有，不会照我们所没有的。
So it says here, for if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have.
所以这个侍奉神啊，要出于甘心乐意。
So serving the Lord, you must serve out of your willingness.
我们再参考一节圣经啊，彼得前书。
Let's read another verse, 1 Peter,
第五章,
chapter 5,
第二节,
verse 2,
到第四节,
verse 2 to 4.
不要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按照神旨意来照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是瑕疵所托付你们。五章第
二节，要吧？
彼得前书五章第二节。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 2. And be shepherds of God's flock that is under your care, serving as overseers, not because you must, but because you are willing, as God wants you to be, not greedy for money, but eager to serve.
所以这里说不是来辖制所托，乃是做群羊的榜样。那虽然我们甘心的这样做，我们要付出很大代价出去，但是到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。In
verse 3, not lording it over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. Verse 4, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away.
我常常强调我们侍奉不是为了得到报偿。I
often stress that when we serve, we are not expecting any returns.
有些人说，做圣工神会报偿啊。
Some people say that when you work for God, you will definitely get the return.
你奉献的神会打开天窗，把天上的福气倒给你啊。
Some people say that if you make offerings, God will pour down His blessings from heaven to you. Therefore, I make offerings.
这样讲有没有错?
Is it correct to say it that way?
没有错。
It is not wrong to say so.
做圣工的必能得到报偿, 这是神应许的。
Of course, for those who work for the Lord, they will be rewarded for what they do, and that is the promise of God.
但是你如果要说错，错在哪里?
But if you were to say that is wrong to say so, then what's wrong with it?
错在动机错了。
The wrongness of such a statement is your intention about it.
所以我说我们不是为报偿来做圣工。
Therefore, I say that we do not work for the sake of reward.
那是出于感恩的心,
it is because of your heart of thanksgiving, out of your willingness.
神爱的激励, 主这么爱我，我怎么能够不爱主呢？ 主为什么为我什么都奉献出来了？整个人都全身的这个环境，把自己完全献为我们献上了，我们为主耶稣奉献的什么？我们所以我信徒有时候常常讲哇，我为教会牺牲太多了。我其实我们不可以说，不配说我们牺牲，这是理所当然。我们该做的而已，怎么能够说牺牲呢？
Therefore, we must also repay the love of God that we often find that people that said that they have worked too much for the Lord, they should expect some kind of reward from God. I think that is very wrong because you are not looking for rewards for working for God.
如果一个信徒为比别人做更多圣功，他就觉得我牺牲太多了，那他的所有的侍奉都归于徒然。
And if a person thinks that he has served the Lord much more than others did, then whatever he has done is in vain. Because that was not done out of his willingness. It was not done out of the encouragement from the love of God.
你这种侍奉啊,
and that kind of service will not be acceptable to the Lord.
所以我们应该是感到，这是我理所当然，我该做的，神给我多，我就要付出更多。Therefore,
we must have that kind of mentality that since God has given me so much and loved me so much, that I have to repay Him all I can.
耶稣不是一再的强调说，我多给谁，就向谁多要。And
then Jesus always stressed that the more that He has given a person, the more that He expects from the person to, in return.
神给我比别人多,
so since God has given me more than what others have received, then I have to repay more than what others have.
其实呢，我们所领受太多，我们付出的实在不够了。
As a matter of fact, the efforts that we have put out for the gifts that we have received is so much lesser.
主耶稣成为全身的祭物，燔祭。 完全把自己完完全全的通通为我们献上了。我们为主耶稣献上什么？我们有太多保留了，我还要留在家里看电视呢，我还要怎么样呢？我还有许多我自己的事情要做呢。
When we compare Jesus has sacrificed himself entirely as a living sacrifice for all of us. And all we do is we spare time to watch TVs and to do many of our personal things. Are we saying that we have done what Jesus has done for us?
有一次主耶稣差遣门徒出去传福音，回来的时候门徒向主耶稣做了工作报告。门徒带着门徒我们到旷野歇一歇吧，太辛苦了
So Jesus brought all of them to the wilderness to take a break there.
因为圣经说主耶稣忙到连吃饭的时间都没有了。
Because the Bible said that Jesus was so busy that he didn't even have time to take meals.
本来带着门徒要到旷野歇一歇的。
So initially Jesus wanted to bring all of them to the wilderness to take a break.
结果还是一大群人知道耶稣在旷野，哇！一大群人又跟着去了。
But it was out of their surprise that even Jesus went to the wilderness. Many people followed him just to hear his words.
圣经记载说，主耶稣就怜悯他。
And the Bible said that Jesus then have compassion on them.
因为他们像羊没有牧人到处流离。
Because they're like sheep that without shepherd, they stray around.
本来要去休息的，结果为了满足这些人的需要，一直讲到傍晚了，太阳下山了。
So initially, Jesus and his disciples were to go to the wilderness to take rest. But on the other hand, there are many people follow him, so he has to speak to them till dawn, till dusk.
就行出了五饼二鱼的神迹出来了。
So that's why the five bread and two fish, the story came about.
主耶稣为了人的需要，他把自己休息时什么都完全肯为人付出。
So you could see that the intention of Jesus that he is so willing to sacrifice himself for others.
有时候我们多做点圣工就计较，别人怎么不做，他怎么不做。
And sometimes we make an account on what work others has done. How come we're doing more than others did?
一样当信徒，你那么轻松，我就不能不做。
Why are we all as members, and how come I have to do all the work and you don't have to?
因为主耶稣给你的多嘛，你就付出要多嘛。
And you know why? It is because God has given you more as gifts, so God expects more from you.
做圣工不能计较。我做多做少。
And working for God, you must not make an account on how much you have done.
因为神给每个人的都不一样。
Because what God has given to every one of us are different.
所以我们谈了，主耶稣出生第八天行割礼献祭，他们家人穷，献的就是斑鸠，没有办法献牛羊。
And on the eighth day when Jesus was born, he was circumcised. And because their family was so poor that they could not afford any sheep or goat for offering, so a dove was replaced instead.
只要我们有愿做的心，必蒙悦纳。
As long as we have the heart of willingness, all that we do will be pleasing to God.
愿做的心也就是出于甘心乐意的。
Willingness means that you allow yourself to do it out of your willingness.
不在乎多少。
It doesn't matter how much you do.
那我们再看回来
So let's return to what we were before.
这个。现在是没有残疾的在灵性的第一条里面
So we're looking at our class material. The first point is to offer items that is unblemished. This symbolizes that Jesus is without sin.
那我们一个基督徒也应该一样啊，要追求完全啊。
So all of us as Christians, we must always pursue after perfection.
要没有瑕疵的啊。
We must be unblemished.
我们的奉献呢，才能够蒙悦纳啊。
Therefore, all of our offerings will be accepted.
在台湾早期的时候，这个属灵知识还比较低的时候啊。
And in the early days of Taiwan, there are many members, they are much less educated.
曾经有一位信徒说，哎呀，我这个儿子啊，耳朵不大灵光啊，干脆去当传道好了。
And there was a member expressed that since my son is hearing impaired, why not might as well have him become a minister?
啊，我家里这个家庭要翻新的啊，这个就啊，这个拿到教会去好了。
And then some people even say that, well, the furniture, the sofa in my home is almost broken. Why not just bring it to church? Just give it to the church.
好像教会是垃圾堆。
They treat the church as dump site.
你不要的拿到教会去。
All the unwanted things that you bring to church.
啊，你不要的献给主耶稣。
All that you do not want, that you give it to the Lord?
这个实在哈，太不敬畏神了。
So that is a very irreverence to God.
我们是要把最好的献给主耶稣。
And what we must offer to God are the best.
所以这个献祭啊，是要一岁的啊，这个公牛公啊，一岁的也是最好的哈。
So the bull that should be offered should be the one-year-old bull, which is the best.
哎，我们要把最好的献上才对，没有残疾的啊，没有瑕疵的。
So we must offer the best, the unblemished and the perfect one.
哎，那所以我们刚才读的罗马书十二章第一节啊，就是要把自己当作活祭献给是圣洁的啊。
So we have read the verse at Romans chapter 12, verse 1, that we must sacrifice ourselves as living sacrifice, which is holy. That is of pleasing to God. And to give it to God.
再来就是一个献祭的人要自己要按手在这个祭牲的头上。
And for those who make the offerings, they must lay their hand on the heads of the animal.
这个按手啊，在圣经里面有几种意义啊。
There are several significance to laying hand on heads.
啊，这个按手有传授祝福的意思。
One of which is that it is to give blessing by laying hand.
啊，我们看创世纪48章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 48.
13节、14节。
Verses 13 and 14.
创世纪48章13节。
Genesis chapter 48, verse 13.
随后约瑟又拉着他们两个，以法莲在他右手，对着以色列的左手，马拉西在他的左手里对着以色列的右手，领他们到以色列的跟前。以色列伸出右手来，按照以法莲头上。以法莲乃是次子，又剪搭过左手来按在马拿西的头上。原来马拿西是长子。他就给约瑟祝福说，愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神就是牧羊一生牧羊我直到今天的神以下省略
And also verse 15.
这个就提到这个雅各啊为约瑟的两个孩子啊来按手祝福
So here we talk about this Jacob were blessing both of his sons.
那这个按手呢，还有啊啊，交托责任的这个意思。
And by laying hand, it is also a gesture of entrusting responsibility to someone.
比如说我们安立长职啦，传道啦，就要按手差派啊。
For example, when anointing holy workers, we lay hand on them. It is to entrust responsibilities on them.
我们看民数记二十七章。
Please turn to Numbers chapter 27.
十八节到二十节。
Verse 18 to 20.
民数记二十七章这个十八节到二十节啊。
Numbers 27 verse 18 to 20.
耶和华对摩西说：“嫩的儿子约书亚是心中有圣灵的，你将他领来，按手在他头上，使他站在祭司以利亚撒和全会众面前。”嘱咐他，又将你的尊荣给他几分，使以色列全会众都听从他。这个按手有这个交托这个责任的意思了啊。
So by laying hand, it's also to entrust responsibility onto someone.
那再来呢？这个按手也有。认同委托的意思。
And also by laying hand, it is also a kind of recognition.
这个我们看利未记二十四章啊。
Well, please turn to Leviticus chapter 24.
利未记二十四章十四节十五节。
Leviticus chapter 24 verses 14 and 15.
把那咒诅圣灵的人带到营外，叫听见的人都放手在他头上，全会众就要用石头打死他。你要晓谕以色列人说，还咒诅神的必担当他的罪。这个按手在他头上这个就是一种认同委托。
So over here, to lay their hands on the person's head is to recognize. It's a kind of recognition and also entrustment.
外邦人有时候生病啦，做什么啦，叫那行邪术的哈，来做法之后，就会用纸人做一个替身。这按手等于替身这个就代替他把它烧掉了或是怎么样了替代的意思了
Some of the non-believers, they might try to use a sorcerer to heal their own sickness. So they will make up a doll which represents themselves, and then they will burn it, which represents that they are burning off their weak side.
所以这个献祭的按手在祭牲的头上那是表示在神面前承认自己是该死的那这个牲畜承担了我一切罪，我所有的罪就这个按归在他身上去了，他承担我的罪，为我来受死了。
So by laying hand on the animal, it means that we are entrusting this animal to take up all of our sins.And God will accept it that way.
所以主耶稣成为代死的羔羊
So Jesus has become the sacrificial lamb.
承担了我们人类的每个人的罪
And he has taken up all the sins of us of ours.
我们看这个哥林多后书第五章
Please turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章二十一节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21。
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。耶稣基督就 成为我们代死的羔羊啊，没有罪的神耶稣基督啊啊，来承担了我们的罪了啊。
So God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. This means that Jesus has come, the sacrificial lamb for all of us, to do away our sin.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
也就是因为耶稣基督的代死啊，他所流的宝血啊，来替代了我们，遮盖了我们一切的罪，所以我们在神面前就能够成圣称义了啊。
And all these grace are due to the sacrifice of God, of Jesus.
是这个爱所有替代的意思。
So the laying hand, by laying hand, there is a meaning of and by taking up responsibility.
那第五节这里提到要将啊这个祭牲的血洒在坛的周围啊。
So verse 5 it says that the blood must be sprinkled around the altar.
啊，我们这个利未记第一章这边要把它隔起来哈，我们容易翻回来啊。
So put a bookmark on Leviticus chapter 1 so that we can refer back to it easily.
这个血洒在啊这个坛的周围啊。
And the blood will be sprinkled on the sides of the altar.
啊，这代表耶稣基督啊，为我们受死在十字架上的祭坛上面了 啊。他的所流出的宝血啊，能够拯救啊这个坛的四围，拯救啊。
So the sprinkle the blood on the sides of the altar, it means that Jesus will shed his blood for people around him from all sides of the world. So for the sake of salvation of millions of people, we must have such kind of spirit in sacrificing.
所以我说这个保罗很伟大。
Therefore, we could see the greatness of Paul.
在这个罗马书九章这边哈，第二节第三节就提到，他为了以色列人，为了他的骨肉之亲，为了他们的得救，他说啊，如果他们能够得救，我就是下地狱我也甘心了啊！我如果我下地狱。让以色列人都得救，那我甘愿下地狱，为他们下地狱。
So Paul at Romans chapter 2 and chapter 9 verses 2 and 3 he says, I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, those of my own race.
啊，被神离弃啊，这个啊，就是耶稣基督舍己的精神啊。
So the way that he wanted himself to be cut off from Christ, it is it's a way of sacrifice.
啊，所以我们人与人相处之间呢，不能单求我能够从他身上得到什么益处，得到什么利益。
So as human, we must not always think that what kind of things that we can receive from God.
他能够给我什么好处？
So, or what this person, what kind of benefit can this person bring for me?
哎呀，跟这个人在一起。给你不了什么好处了，远离他。
And a lot of times we judge a person by saying, well, this person probably will not bring any good to me, so I'll forget about him.
啊，他就没有啊献燔祭的精神了啊。
So if a person have this kind of mentality, it's a person who are not qualified to make burnt offerings.
就像主耶稣为我们甘心舍去一切一样，我们为了主也甘心为人舍去一切。
We must be like Jesus, so willing to sacrifice for all of us that we can also likewise sacrifice for other people.
血洒在坛的四周啊，耶稣基督血就是救赎啊啊，洒在坛的四周就要拯救天下万民啊。
So the blood being sprinkled on the sides of the altar, it means that the blood of Jesus were sprinkled around, on the sides of the world, which is to save all people in this world. Let's go on to verse 6.
亚伦，这个第六节啊啊，
verse 6，
那人要剥去啊这个燔祭牲的皮啊，把这个燔祭啊切成一块一块啊。
Leviticus chapter 1 verse 6, it says he is to skin the burnt offering and cut it into pieces.
啊，这个皮是自己要剥的哦。是献祭的人要把这个祭牲的皮剥掉啊，剥皮。
So it is the one who make the offering have to skin the animal.
啊，不是别人替他剥的，不是祭司替他剥的，自己要把燔祭牲的皮剥开剥掉。
It cannot be done by anyone else but the one who made the offering to skin the animal.
台湾在台湾早期的时候啊，有一次啊，那个说早期信徒还少。有一次信主代表大会的时候，有人提议，啊，我们应该像燔祭一样要剥皮，哦，大家互相剥皮，你剥我的皮，我剥你的皮，结果剥的啊头破血流。
真的，
剥皮啊，
剥
皮，
他们也真的剥，
真的剥皮啊，剥皮不是剥肉体的皮，真的是剥面子的皮。
So in the early days of our church, there are some people suggest that since making offering, we have to skin an animal. Why not we, for example, me and you, I'll skin you and you skin me.
哇，大家那个时候好像很热心，很属灵。我们要剥皮呀，啊，大家来剥皮呀，我们献祭啊要剥皮嘛，哦。
So people at that time were so zealous that they thought that they could skin each other.
哦，大家很勇敢。好啊，我们一起来剥皮啊！啊，结果我剥你的皮，你剥他的皮，他剥他的皮，哇，把他所有的缺点通通剥掉，剥开来。哇，结果受不了了。
So this is only a metaphor that the way they skin a person is to dig out the person's weakness or bad points. So they were digging out bad points of each other, and then eventually they could not stand it.
啊，结果哪一个人要给人剥皮呢？
So eventually, who were the one left to be skinned?
啊，圣经告诉我，自己剥啊，自己剥。
So the Bible says you have to skin it yourself.
献祭的人要自己剥。
The one who makes the offering has the skin.
啊，确实啊，我们讲别人很容易啊。
As a matter of fact, it's very easy to talk about others.
真的，我们看别人的缺点呢，清清楚楚。
And looking at others' weaknesses is always so vivid.
啊，所以主耶稣说，啊，看见弟兄眼睛的啊草屑，看不到自己眼中的良木。
Just like the Bible says that we often see the weaknesses of others, but we forgot to see the own lock in our eye.
啊，要找人家毛病，鸡蛋里都可以挑骨头。
It's very easy to pinpoint or be critical about others' weaknesses.
哪一个人没有缺点？
Who over here is without sin?
啊，
without weakness.
我们不是光去找别人的缺点。
What we should do is not to always look out for other people's weakness.
别人的缺点是要以爱心去包容。
The weaknesses that others have is for us to cover it up.
啊，去饶恕。
Is to forgive them.
啊，我们怎么样帮助别人除掉他的缺点？
So how can we help others to get rid of all those weaknesses?
要像主耶稣一样谦卑下来。
We must be like Jesus to humble ourselves.
啊，离开座位，脱了衣服，把毛巾拿来束腰，把自己打扮。我是你的仆人。啊。
So you must stand up, leave where you sit, and then put on towels and to humble yourself to serve others.
而不是高。 高高在上啊，我是爱你我才告诉你啊，啊你知道吗？
And not to be so arrogant that by saying that, well, the way that I criticize you is because I love you.
啊，不是站在啊教导的地位要教训别人怎么样。
You should not always stand stand at high just to teach others.
主耶稣给我们留下嬉笑脸，榜样是离开座位，脱了衣服，然后呢，拿手巾束腰，把水倒在盆里，为门徒洗脚。
And the example led by Jesus of foot washing is such that you have to humble yourself and then have towel tied up on your waist and to serve others as servant.
为那要出卖他的犹大洗脚。
He even washed the foot of the one who wanted to betray him, Judah.
他的脚脏了。
His feet was filthy.
他的行为有污点了，污秽了。
And there are blemishes to his deeds.
帮他洗干净。
So Jesus was trying to wash away all the sins.
是以服侍的态度啊，你是我的主人，我是你的仆人，来帮你洗脚。
So he has done it with with humbleness, to serve others as a servant.
啊，然后用手巾再把它擦干。
And then to wipe it dry, with the towel.
保罗啊，很了解啊，这个洗脚里的经。
And Paul clearly understands the significance of foot washing.
我们看以弗所书第五章。
Please turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
26节。
Verse 26.
从25节看啊。
Let's begin from verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。怎么样舍己？要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁，没有瑕疵的。哎，基督怎么样为使教会成为圣洁？
So how did Christ make church holy?
是用水借着道把教会洗净。
It is by the washing with water through the words.
啊，耶稣的洗脚里啊，我们现在不单单用这个物质上的水，就是借着神的道理。
So the foot washing of Jesus, not only we use the water physically, we also use the word of God.
用神的道互相规劝。
To use the word of God to edify one another.
哎，把教会洗净。
So to clean up our church.
哎，所以我们看见弟兄姐妹有什么缺点，我们应该也是一样学习主耶稣。啊。
Therefore, whatever weaknesses that we see in others, that we must learn Jesus' example.
要知道，要离了席，脱了衣服，不要。以你的地位身份，我是什么地位，站在什么身份地位啊啊来教训的，这样不对。
Therefore, we must rise and then take off our coat and then put on the towel and then try to serve others as a servant, not to stand up high, as arrogant.
有一次啊，我去处理啊啊一个信徒的一夫妻的这个纠纷呐 啊。
There was once I tried to resolve dispute between a husband and wife.
他先生还没有信主。
And the husband was a non-believer.
太太已经信主，很热心。
And the wife has been a believer for a long time, and she was very zealous.
结果我去啊，他先生就告诉我。
And when I went there, the husband told me.
他一天到晚到教会。
He said, well, my wife goes to the church all the time.
整天查经查经。
And then she studies, attend Bible studies every day.
结果就是用圣经骂我。
And then, and what the result is, she always used the Bible to reprimand me.
圣经怎么说，圣经怎么说。
She always said the Bible said this, the Bible said that.
啊，我觉得信耶稣有什么用呢？你信耶稣听道理就是天来回来骂我的。
And I felt that what is the use of believing in Christ? I mean, you go to church, you just learn all those things to apply on me.
啊，意思说，因为我信耶稣，我怎么跟你信耶稣？
And then the husband said, well, looking at you, I don't think I'll believe in the Lord.
听道理不是听来骂人的啊，不是听来要求别人，道理怎么说你怎么样你怎么样，自己怎么样，自己先剥皮，不是别剥别人的皮。
So when you listen to sermons, it is not to learn the essence of the sermon and apply on others. It is to skin yourself and to apply it on yourself and to correct yourself first.
所以我们读，有时候读这个哥林多前书十三章啊，这个爱的诗篇的时候啊，啊，就觉得这个圣经怎么好像很消极，不可这样，不可这样，不可这样。
So when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, then we could see what we should do.
啊，其实啊，神的话是很积极的。
Sometimes we find that why the Bible tell us to do this and that. As a matter of fact, the Bible, the words of God are very effective.
爱，不自夸，不张狂，不做害羞的事，不求自己的益处，啊，不轻易发怒，不自信。计算人的错啊！不喜欢不义。
In the name of the Lord